We start with evidence that Tom Brady is a man. No overcoat in that snow shower. After days of lying low, the QB magically appeared at the Patriots send-off and was without boot and without limp. He then told the media, "Don't any of you chase me around this week. I won't be nearly as nice as I was last week." Woody's going to be chasing him around all over Arizona. Is he the story of Super Bowl week, Woodrow?
Well, I'm just trying to hang out with the blackboard who said he's not going to be on this week. It's not the story of the week. The story of the week is you got a perfect team here. You got a team that has a chance to set history, winning 19 consecutive games and the Super Bowl championship, winning its fourth Super Bowl in the last 7 years. There are a lot of subplots. You talk about Eli Manning and his brother, Tom Coughlin, and his changes this year. Of course, Belichick and how he treats the media and how he acts. And the hoodie. Will he wear a hoodie in the desert? You got the Brady story, but the main story is you've got the perfect team that almost was imperfect in its final regular season game. If anybody thinks that there's a bigger story than that in the history of the Super Bowl, I don't know what it is.
Well, let's see if Mariotti thinks that.
But Woody, to go 19-0, he's got to be healthy, and he left just enough wiggle room for a lot of people like yourself, as you said last week, to speculate about how healthy Tom Brady is. I think he's healthy, Tony. I think he'll be just fine. He's the perfect quarterback if there is a problem because he's so intelligent.
Well, if you think he's healthy, then you don't think it's a storyline, right?
No, but a lot of you're asking me what will be the biggest story. I'm telling you all week long in Arizona.
Tell me what you think. That's
that
all I'm
will
asking.
Be it. Plus, reality, face it, he's Tom Brady, the all-encompassing celebrity, Mr. Paparazzi. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, actually talking openly about his personal life, about the paparazzi, warning people, don't get too close to me this week. Everything is about Brady feeding into 19-0 and the Giants possibly having a shot.
So you think it's all about Brady no matter what? Yep. Kalisha, go ahead.
This is not about Tom Brady. The one thing we've learned about the New England Patriots is that, you know, they are about the team. They are not about the individual. This is the team that ended Super Bowl introductions. If you remember in 2001 when they played the Rams, they refused to be introduced individually. They ran out as a team, which they always do now. This team, as Woody said, striving for perfection.
Tim, you're so wrong. It was very warm and fuzzy back in 2001 when we all ran on the field together. Things have changed now. This is Tom Brady's team. This is the story. This is the whole, and Woody, we talk about history. History cannot be made without Tom Brady.